About a year ago, the village of Tinunak opened a $19 million state-of-the-art airport, and now local airlines are refusing to fly there. The village's shifting permafrost is buckling the runway, and both Raven Air and Grant Aviation say it's too dangerous for pilots to land on it safely. Gordon Tester is Tinunak's school principal. He says the airport has been effectively shut down since last Thursday. He says community members weren't really told what was happening.
We were calling into the airlines asking when planes were going to be coming in, and we just said they're not landing till further notice. Well, then you had to ask, well, what does further notice mean?
It was only then, says Tester, that they discovered Raven and Grant had stopped flying to the village altogether. Like most Alaskan communities off the road system, Tinunak relies on air travel for many goods and services.
Well, it's impacted the community because the shelves in the store are pretty much empty. And we haven't received mail in, over a week.
The workaround for now is for community members to drive across the tundra on four-wheelers to pick up their groceries and mail in Tuksuk Bay. Tester drove there himself the other day to pick up some vegetables and an order of plastic lunch trays for the school. According to Tester, people have been joking about their bumpy flights in and out of Tinunak for a while now. The lower third of the runway is riddled with potholes and starting to sink. According to Department of Transportation spokesperson Shannon McCarthy, the melting permafrost may be buckling under the airport's weight.
We do expect some of that to occur, particularly after we build on these types of soils. This is very, very silty, very rich in ice. We do expect some. We didn't expect this level of settling.
It's not clear if Tinunak's old airport had these kinds of problems, but McCarthy says it still needed to be replaced. The old runway was built near the coast, and winter weather conditions made it difficult for planes to land. As far as the new airport is concerned, McCarthy says the Department of Transportation is sending one of its expert grader operators to Tinunak with construction workers to assess the situation, but their flights have been delayed by the autumn storms. Because their assessment has been delayed, McCarthy says the Department of Transportation does not have a timetable yet for when Tinunak's airport will be fixed.